We return with Charlie Burton, who's the founder of Easy Trader. The clue is obviously in the name, but is it that easy?
No, it's not. No, it's ironic, actually. We actually had a different name in the early 2000s, and then we decided to rebrand, and we thought, oh, we'll come up with something catchy because the whole easy brand thing. But in actual fact, as you know, trading is not easy by any means. But anyway, it's catchy enough, but we can't really rebrand right now.
Right. I mean, well, people know the brand now. I remember you from an investor conference where you were talking about turning $10,000 or pounds into $100,000.
Yeah.
Probably the most difficult thing that one can do.
Yeah.
So the north face of the Eiger in terms of trading. But you, that was, I mean, it's a great catch and it's a great sort of hook line for people to draw people in there. But that's what we all want to do. How come most of us can't do that?
I'll start off with why I did it in the first place.
Yeah.
So many traders obviously fail. We all know 80 to 90% of all, especially short-term traders, less so investors, but fail at their endeavors to become a professional trader, if they want to call it that. And so what I set out to do was to take a challenge with a typical sort of starting amount, even though I must admit spread bettors probably start out with between £1,000 and £3,000. So I took roughly $10,000 2 years ago and said, okay, let's see what I can do with it. So I had to come up with a strap line. So I thought, okay, 10K to 100K sounds good. And I didn't know whether I'd be able to achieve that, but I literally just finished the 2 year challenge a week ago. And I turned 600% on that account. So I didn't quite achieve the full.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, well, I thought so. But I was actually quite worried because so many traders were almost expecting me. Well, Charlie's a guru. He's been trading for 17 years, almost expecting you to fulfill the challenge. But I still felt that it was actually makes it more real by me not actually completing the full 1,000%, but I still managed to achieve 600%.
Well, people are so cynical. This is the problem. Sort of reject you just because they don't want to listen to other people. They think, well, if he's so clever, why isn't he doing it himself? And there's all these there's all those aspects. But when they're faced with somebody who can do it, they don't want to listen to them either.
No.
So is that a fair thing to say?
Yeah, I mean,
people it's my money. I want to do what I want to do with it. If I want to lose it, then.
Well, yeah, they will do. I mean, I did this to help people with their own beliefs, to actually realise that it can be done. There is someone out there willing to put their neck on the line and actually trade a pot of money over 2 years. So go well beyond statistics of just a bit of luck. Oh, I can do something over a month or 3 months. Actually doing this, and you, like you say, you met me at that a presentation best part of 2 years ago when I was just starting out the challenge. And I remember you at the time was shaking your head.
I was a seller.
You were shaking your head. You're not going to do it. But yeah, at least it's helped people with their own personal beliefs. But taking it on from there, this is about real trading. That was a speculative challenge. I was taking slightly bigger risks than I would do on my main accounts. This was just to prove what can be done. But the reality...
What were you trading?
Sorry?
What
mostly FX, and I do trade
on
stock.
Leverage, then?
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, but I'm not obviously using all of that. I would risk, on average, 1% to 2% of the capital in the account per trade. But I would allow myself up to 5% on some bigger trades.
Can I just pick you up on that? Because it's so boring trading when you're risking 1% or 2% of your account.
Well, this is the problem,
isn't it? It's like being asleep. And you feel that at this rate, it's going to take me 100 years to make any money. Most people, I think, they'd have like a few hundred quid in the account. They say 500, 400.
That's the
they buy 5 FTSE, £5 a point or something like that, Dow. And they just, you know, let it, they want to make the money in a day.
Yeah.
And so, and also, if you don't do that, it's just, it is really boring. I mean, you might as well just put money in a piggy bank or something like that.
It is boring for people who are...
How'd you get rid of that?
Well, you've just highlighted a good important point there, is that most people are undercapitalized. They're trading with a few hundred pounds or £1,000 in an account. If you're trying to make even 10% or 5% a month on that, it's boring because it's such a small amount of cash. And for a lot of people, they are undercapitalized.
It's amazing.
Percentage terms, it's brilliant. Exactly. And that's why they have to set more realistic expectations. Too many traders out there have unrealistic expectations. They think they're going to turn 100% a month in. I literally had someone email me just a month ago who had £10,000 in an account and he wanted to be making £10,000 a month as an income on that. It's just crazy. But the problem is you've got these big commercial training organizations who teach people all this nonsense and hype them up about all these returns that they can do. I know I've just done a fairly big return there, but that I have constantly warned that is a higher leverage than than I would normally do. But what we're trying to say is, look, if you do only risk 1% of your account, it's not about what you actually make right now. If you've only got £1,000 or £3,000 in your trading account, earn the right to be able to trade a larger amount of capital. Prove that you can do it on £1,000 or £3,000 or £5,000. Yes, it might be boring right now, but this is a long-term venture. Most people, like you say, want to try and do it, get rich quick overnight. But if you see this as a 10-year, 20-year endeavor, and that you can grow your capital over time, then you earn the right to be able to trade with larger sums and actually be able to make some decent capital gains.
Yeah, but then you're sitting there, you start at 9 o'clock or 8 o'clock, whatever it is, you're trading the FTSE, you've got an account of 500 quid. Mm. If you're trading 1%, you're making 5 quid, then you're losing 3 quid, then you're making 15 quid. Mm. You literally, after an hour or two, you can say, well, and, you know, I've done like 350 to 1,000 or whatever it is. It took me like 2 or 3 weeks.
Right.
And it's just a total waste of time because you made no money, no effective money. You might.
Well, it is on the capital you've got in your account.
But it's totally useless. And it's very difficult to go from that, I think, to making a livable amount of money on your account. So I just can't be bothered.
I think the thing is that, firstly, if you've only got £500 in a trading account, you can't expect to turn that into £100,000 overnight, or it's going to take you a very long time if you're an extremely good trader. What you can do is turn a £500 or £350 into £1,000, then see if you can turn £1,000 into £1,500 and keep those, a bit like the Olympic athletes. We just had the marathon last weekend, and what do they say? Don't try and see how much of a pace you can do over 26 miles. You break it down into a mile-by-mile basis. It's the same with trading. Break it down. And that's how I went ahead with this challenge. Trying to turn 10,000 into 100,000 is just too big.
But that's the thing. The mind games are so difficult. And it's, you know, it is something that, you know, I don't have the patience for. Let's say I don't have the patience for it. I just cannot be sitting there and doing that. And, you know, especially if I then blew it after 2 or 3 weeks. That would be even worse.
Well, you're too highly geared if you can
too
blow
much,
it in 3 weeks.
But that's what people are. Mm. So maybe to finish off, what can you do to address somebody who's got all these, the bad mindset and bad attitudes?
Yeah, right. Firstly, you have to manage those expectations. People have unrealistic expectations. Get it into your plan that this is not something you're going to become an overnight rich quick overnight. Secondly, don't worry if you're undercapitalized, but do acknowledge that. If you've only got £1,000 in a trading account, acknowledge you've only got £1,000. You're not going to turn it into £20,000 and an income straight away. See this as a longer-term venture. If you're bored from it, make sure you've got other endeavors. I always say to traders, don't try and be a full-time trader on £1,000 in a trading account. That's unrealistic. Have a separate business or income flow coming in. Lots of our traders and lots of traders out there do have businesses or other income coming in to ensure that they're not putting that additional pressure on themselves. If you see it as a long-term venture, you can do well. But the best people are the people who, funnily enough, are not putting the pressure on themselves.
Charlie Burton, founder of Easy Trader, thank you very much for your fantastic insight today.
Thanks very much. Thanks,
everyone. We'll be back after the break with Wilson Leung, who's the director at Trendsetter FX.